ba 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 ba. A dinosaur, he's really big and mean.
Another fun fact about Jurassic Park, the first one, God. Why it looks so much better.
You and your effing dinosaur Jurassic Park facts.
They got big wide shots, and then if you notice, like Dr. Grant and all the like the main characters, most of the shots are really close up to their face.
I don't know, and I don't care.
I'm just movie magic, bro. Movie magic. I don't care if you, maybe somebody out there wants to know.
Nobody wants to know, Hunter. All right, you're like that nerdy kid that's like really into that one thing, and he doesn't shut up about it. It's like, all right,
what are you talking about? Well, what do you got that's so effing important over there that? Can't listen to a Jurassic Park fact with me.
Literally anything else. Anything. Oh, man.
Come on, it's relatable. They played the intro, you know, cooler everyone, talk. That's what they call it.
Everyone wants to know. All right, anyway, enough of your Jurassic Park talk. We got to keep it moving here. It is time for your morning dump. Let's get it.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. And I promise they won't bring up any stupid Jurassic Park facts when you call them, okay?
Well, maybe they should. Maybe they should.
It's a new business model. Is that what it is? Anyway, it'll pump that septic. Well, Hunter, today is National Clean Your Room Day. Scientific studies have found actual benefits to having a clean room, like increased productivity, focus, and overall calm. A 2000 study found that clutter in the bedroom can increase your stress levels. This sounds like another study made by my wife, for God's sakes.
I know what's going on here.
My wife and my mother get together. Well, if we do this, we say it's a study, Brock will clean his room. I'm not cleaning my room, damn it.
Oh, it's a National Clean Your Room Day. Maybe you should, I don't know where this is going. What's tomorrow? Yeah. National Do the Dishes Day. Yeah, and Wednesday is National Clean the Living Room, Sweep the Living. I know what's going on.
Yeah, yeah. Shut up with your fake studies. No, I will say, all joking aside, I do have a clean room. I'm fine with the clean room. What I will never get behind and drives me nuts is Kiki always has me make the bed. I mean, she usually does it because I'm already gone. But, like, on the weekends.
What are you, in the military? Look,
I'm going to mess it up anyways. And no one goes up and sees our bedroom. I don't get why. Like, it's the weekends. It always drives me nuts. It's like, she'll go upstairs. She's like, oh, the bed's not made. And I'm like, I know it's not made. I'm never going to make the bed. It's pointless. It's pointless.
I get it. If you're an ex-military, it was trained into your brain, or, you know, maybe you worked on a cruise ship and you did beds for, you know, 8 months out of the year. Those are the only two reasons that you should be doing your bed. Why? I just don't get it.
I'm not giving tours of my house. No one else is seeing my bedroom except my wife and I and I'm just going to get in there, you know, 16 hours later, and I'm just going to make a mess of it. Why do I need to constantly make this bed? I have it set up perfectly right now. With blankets strewn about.
Matches the rest of my room. So we're pretty clean. We can keep our house clean. But the bedroom's kind of our chaos spot. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, we'll clean it once in a while and make it real nice. And then like 2 days later, it's back
to the mess.
It's destroyed. Like the Tasmanian devil went through the place.
Yeah.
But yeah, the rest of the house is great.
Yeah.
You got to have a little chaos, guys. If every single room of your house is immaculate, there's something wrong with you. I'm just saying.
Even when I was a single guy, I wouldn't make my bed, all right? If a girl came over and saw it and she was like, I don't like that, well, I'm like, all right, well, then you're not the girl for me. Get out of here. Get out of here. This is my bedroom, and I will make it however I damn please.
Yeah, because we like comfort here. That's what we like.
There's just, you know, empty pizza roll boxes underneath the bed. There's dirty dishes all over the place. But
maybe
the bed's
that Jack's made. Pizza, that open Jack's pizza that you had underneath your mattress needs to go. But
empty Gatorade bottles just strewn about. Yep.
Still have empty fists up along the ledge there on the top of the.
But hey, the bed's made, so that's good. That's good. This is funny, dude. A new survey asked people to name the best person they know. 46% of Americans said themselves.
God, we got a bunch of Steven Seagals in the house, huh?
Oh, who's the greatest person I know?
I am.
That's me. That's me. That's right. About half of people in the country think that they are the best person they know. you know, I mean.
It's not good. It's not a good thing, Brock. You know that, right? Everybody should have something to look up to. That's a good thing to have, ladies and gentlemen.
I do. It's called myself. That's right. No one is better than me.
Smelling great, feeling. I am the greatest thing that has ever walked this earth. Bow to me.
The survey also found 72% of people admit they judge other people's behavior. 61% worry other people are judging them. And finally, 82% would think about taking drugs if they felt it would make them better. The most common drug they might do that is mushrooms or MDMA. That's a weird turn in that story, in that study.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Dude, so there's a point in your life. Like, you know, everybody wants to think that they're smart and they're the best. You know, it's a natural feeling. You're a human being. I get it. Everybody has that. Yeah. But if you haven't had the point in your life where you're like, oh, yeah, that's not how it is at all.
Yeah.
If you haven't had that epiphany yet, have it. Because...
I'm not gonna lie. In my 20s, I was very
confident.
I was very confident to the point, almost begrudgingly so. Too much. Like there was too much. Like I was the best.
I did a hot body contest.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of confident. And then it took me a while to realize, like, all right, I have some flaws. I'm not as great as I thought I once was.
I mean, you still think you're the boss. No, shut up.
Look, there's nothing wrong with having confidence, but I do realize that as a man, there's definitely some things I can work on down the road. But 20-year-old me, dude.
Coming from the guy who says, when I die, everybody dies.
That's fair. That's fair. Come on now. Why you bastards get to hang out while I'm kicking the bucket? No. Everyone needs to be wiped out.
See, that totally contradicts what you just...
But look, I could use some work. I could use some polishing. It's fine.
We all do. We all need it.
So there we go. We got messy beds and I'm the best. You're the worst.
You're the worst.
I'm really talented. You are not. I'm ridiculously good looking. You are unattractive. That is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com.